Thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
And let's catch up.
Ciao. Okay. What happened this week? Okay, so my light skin bae, she been acting like weird. Like, okay, so she broke up with her girlfriend or whatever.
Okay, you answer my question. Because that's where I was going with it. Okay, you answer my question. Okay.
She broke up with her girlfriend, right? And she just been acting real, like, weird. Like, I thought we was friends. Like, I really thought we were growing a friendship. I really did. Like, I thought we were on the same page. But it feels like we not on the same page. It feels like she kind of, like, wants to see where this is gonna go. Okay. And I just don't think I'm with that. Like, I've gotten used to the friendship. I've gotten comfortable. Like,
so wait, you said she's trying to see about the friendship, but y'all
No, like, she's trying to see about something more than a friendship.
Okay. I was like, but y'all been friends, yes, though. Okay. So what's wrong with it?
Do you not remember
the I thought
hell?
We were letting bygones be bygones.
We are, but I just feel like staying friends, that's letting bygones be bygones.
You don't want to pursue nothing more.
Yes, I don't see that turning out well. Like, I don't.
You don't think that we were all young in that time? We were very young in that time. She done matured.
I do think she's mature.
People change. They do.
I don't know. I feel like she matured. But
so let me ask you this. Within the friendship, do you feel like, because I know at one point in time, y'all weren't talking at all.
Yeah.
So do you feel like the friendship is different from the last time y'all were friends, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
In a good way,
because I feel like even more comfortable. But
okay,
and I wasn't that comfortable at first. Like, I was comfortable or whatever, but not. It took some growing on my end. Okay, so
that's understandable though. So, do you not want to pursue it because
I don't want to get my feelings hurt again? That's exactly why I don't want to.
Well, I wasn't even gonna say that.
Oh,
I was gonna say you didn't want to ruin the friendship.
Hell no. If you really want me to be
okay.
Like, girl, so, no. Well, I don't know, but she has been acting weird, and like, we kind of got into like, it was kind of awkward on the phone earlier, so I don't know.
What's weird to you? Because, bitch,
it'd be like awkward silence, like, or I had extra,
but you don't always have to fill up the space with talking.
Bruh,
like, sometimes you gonna be quiet.
Because I asked her,
you okay?
Girl, all that smoking that weed, I can lay off the weed. But nah, I had asked her a question earlier, and like, the she really didn't answer it. Like,
she danced around it.
She said, "I don't know how to answer that question, so I'm not gonna answer it." And like,
that's honest.
Whose side are you on exactly? You choose mine. I'm on right,
your,
wrong.
I'm on your side, but I'm just saying, it was honest.
But I don't know. Then after that, it was just kind of awkward. And then we end up getting off the phone. So I texted her and asked her, like, are we good? And she was just like, what you mean? So, I mean, bitch, you know what the fuck I mean. You the one that's making it fucking awkward. Like, are we good? Like,
was the question kind of invasive? Or was it like...
No, we were like...
You know how you ask some questions? Let me tell you nothing. You know how you ask some questions and it's like, this is going to apply some pressure. And I know this is going to apply some pressure. And if I don't get this answer that I want, I already know what it is.
Exactly.
That's exactly the problem.
Like, let me answer this.
That's why she said, what you mean? When you said, are we good? She was like, what you mean? Okay, I can see that. So,
but light skin bae, other than that, she just acting weird.
Okay.
My mean ass bae, I cut him off. And I be missing him, but I just can't do it because he played too many games.
So, and I actually cut him off. Like, I'm not even looking on his Instagram no more. I ain't looking on his Twitter, nothing like that.
You still follow him?
Nah.
Oh, you
I be blocking him and unblocking him so much. I just leave the shit off. Like, no. So, we gonna work on that. But
why? When you say games, what you mean by games?
Like, it's either you gonna be inside or you gonna be outside.
That's true. You gotta pick a side.
Exactly.
Which side we on?
We not finna leave the door open. You letting out my good air. You want to come back in the house when you get good.
We're cooling the whole world.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. So it's either you going to be inside or outside. He chose outside. So I politely got my fat ass up and exit stage left.
Close the door, lock it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've been so proud of myself because I really haven't been looking at his Twitter. And, like, that's where the shit be used, like, pissing me off. It's growth, bitch.
It be Twitter, but it don't even be the tweet.
It be the likes.
Ooh, bitch.
It be the likes. It be the likes. Okay.
You go through them likes and you be like, oh.
Child, I will sit there, go through the likes. I click on the bitch page. All right, I'm going to go to her Instagram and see what the fuck is
working so
hard. You be on the mama page.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got it. I know. Her sister doesn't know how to see your notes. Yeah, no.
And I think about it, like, the last time we had, like, a little spat, like, I did that. I went on his Twitter, and it was, like, this girl tweet that he favorited, and it was only one favorite, and it was his. So, like,
and see, that be the 10.
Yes!
That's the
10.
You gotta like that tweet that a couple of you guys, like, so you kind
of blend. Exactly. I'm going for it. I looked to her page, and I looked at the picture, then I went to the Instagram. I'm just like... She ain't
no. I was just saying, when you look at this, you'd be like, you know what?
She ain't cute. She wasn't cute. She wasn't.
That's
cute.
What you went to. That's what you.
Yeah,
went to.
You know, she ain't me, but you know, whatever. What?
Period. Poop.
But yeah.
Okay. So. Okay.
But that's mean ass bae. Oh, I was gonna say his name.
Don't do that.
So bougie bae.
Like, don't roll off your tongue.
Yeah. Because I got to thank it off his face. But Bougie Bae, we've been getting back cool. We were supposed to actually have sex, but then the bitch got her period. So I'm down bad right now.
She said, sit your ass down.
Exactly. But my period is supposed to come. It's supposed to go off like between today and tomorrow. So hopefully.
You got to give it a day.
Exactly.
You got to give it a day to breathe.
You know, like a little extra.
Okay. So Sunday, you're going to be
back. Exactly. Okay. You know? Thinking of death.
The thing about that, you can't plan it. Because that's when your period's not sure. See how you planned it?
Shut the fuck up. You see how you planned it?
She was like, I'm hoping to get some dick. Okay.
We'll see about that. I'm telling you, like, I was so happy. We had just had a conversation and everything. And like.
Oh, you was ready.
Yeah. Positions. I already know how I'm coming in.
Oh, you was ready.
Ooh, I was ready for real.
Just save it for a little bit.
Let it simmer a little bit. What about you?
Well, I ain't got that many bays, so.
You ain't got one.
Yeah. I got DJ Bay, and, you know, we... Try to see what it's gonna do.
I hate you.
You know, we try to see what it's gonna do. I think that we both have, with our relationship, it's just very interesting, and it's always been that way. Cause you know, I know him since I was 15, so us growing into adulthood and. You know, you're not who you were when you were that person, so you're having to relearn each other, and it's like, damn, do I really like this person? Yeah, and it's like, does this person really like me?
Yeah.
And then it's also like, well, damn, what else is out there? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't ever want it to be a thing where it's like, on his end, he's like, damn, what if, or damn, what else is out there? I'm just like, hey, look. I've always said this, and everybody know that I really mean it. We can rock. Have you want to rock? Just let me know how you rocking. Like, that's it. So, we're just trying to see, you know, how that's going to go. We took a little break.
Do you feel like the break helped?
Fuck yes. I feel like the break helped because at that point in time, I think that we just could not. I don't want to use the term could not stand each other, but I just feel like at that point in time, we had had enough of each other.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where it was kind of like we were tolerating each other in a sense.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, no shade, no tea, but we're not married.
Yeah.
So I don't have to tolerate you. We don't have to. I don't have to tolerate you. So it's one of those things like where the space, it kind of helps you realize like, damn, I do want to be with this person. I do want to try to make that work. Yeah. So I think that's where we at right now. And, you know, in February, it'll be three of us. So we're really trying to see how that go.
Yeah.
I always say that I'm kind of thankful that we had decided that we were going to be together and actually try to make our relationship work before we found out that we was having a baby.
Because
if not, that would have been some shit.
Yeah.
And all my friends know I'm pro-choice, so I would have been like, what you want to do?
Mission abort?
Yeah, I'd be like,
mission abort.
What you want to do? What you want to do? But gratefully, it was one of those situations where he was beyond excited. So
yeah,
I really have to
weigh
them options like that. So we gonna see.
To my babes that's listening, whichever one that's supposed to be giving me a little baby, I hope you be extra excited too.
Hello. So we gonna see what it do. I mean, we in a pretty good place right now, I feel like. But you know, sometimes you be feeling like y'all good and
here comes the shit.
Hello. If you're around the corner, knocking on the door. So we're gonna see what to do. But yeah, that's really all I got. I mean, with my little bae.
Okay. Well, that catch up was good. So now we gotta do the question of the day. And okay. So the question of the day is, child.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Okay, so the question of the day is, do girls like explicit videos? Or do girls like receiving explicit videos? Or pictures. It can be pictures or videos.
Okay.
You can answer first.
Me personally, I feel like two things. Did I ask for this shit? That's number one. Cause don't be just dropping a dick. I don't want to just open up my phone and be like, what the fuck? I don't want to just be scrolling, you know, in my DM and be like, this nigga done lost his mind. But I feel like if we vibing, too many bitches. But I also feel like if you my boo, DJ Bae, you can just randomly drop that bitch.
Girl, watch out. Bye.
I'm going to be on the way. I mean, I like pictures. I like videos. I mean, I can't.
I am not the one to enjoy. Please don't send me no videos.
You don't like videos?
No.
So you don't send videos?
No. I haven't sent that type of video cash in years. Like, when I say years, like years.
I mean, it's been a minute since I sent a video. Not a picture.
I sent a cute dude.
Nah, in the middle of the work day. Like, here you go.
Okay, maybe.
When you say a video, what kind of video though?
I'm not for. Please do not send me no cum shot video. I don't want it. Like, I don't want it. Like,
not even for a nigga.
No, I don't want to see you. Like, I know. I just don't want that video. Like, I now pictures, I don't mind. But please do not prop the phone up. And open, like, you know, to where it's just dick and you jack it off and you cut. Like, no.
I feel like you said the phone up is a little too much anyways.
Oh, so you just supposed to hold it and then do like this. It just, like, no.
You get POV.
Yeah. Like, man, like, okay, my significant yes. other wants it, whether it be.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me put that disclaimer out there. I mean, like, from your man.
Yeah, like, you know, significant other. I would say I'll send them, like, you know, you want like a cute little picture, cute little video, yeah. Okay. But I don't want them. Like, I don't want
okay.
it.
Okay.
I just don't. Like, I just, because now I'm picturing you, like, it's just the whole thing.
So you think it's too much?
Yes, like, but it's
you're not thinking of that. You think, like, this nigga had to sit really in his chair. And do
exactly! That's what I'm thinking! Like, no, I can't.
Like, this man had to sit in his chair, get set up, pull out his phone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, I just, it's that. Like, that's
but
what I'm thinking.
But when you in the
about.
Moment and you being spontaneous, y'all sexting back and forth. Okay, so let me say this. What if it's not like a picture or video? What if he FaceTime you?
Now I'm with that. I'm with that.
Okay,
I'm with
okay,
that. Okay. I feel like I can do the FaceTime. Or we okay. can always just pull up. I'm a more of an in-person type of bitch.
But I'm saying, what if it's a little distance there? Not like y'all live.
Catch a flight.
That's true. But that ain't always possible. Like, sometimes, you know, you just can't get there.
You just can't get there.
So, you just need something to hold you over.
Just the last thing.
Just to hold you over. I mean, I like the pictures and the videos.
I just can't.
But like I said, it can't be for nobody random. It got to be somebody that I'm actually, like, we vibing. And even if we are vibing, we have to be vibing on that level. Because, yeah, some people that you're like, yeah, we cool. Yeah, we friends, but... Honestly, if I'm not fucking you, I ain't trying to get that kind of
yes,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
so,
if I'm not
like,
fucking
I'm just
you, like,
not.
I'm not trying to, yeah, no.
Like, I can say, even with the, like, the different bays I have, please don't send me no video. Like, I don't feel like
yeah,
we're
I
at
mean,
that place.
Like I said, I only got one, and...
Yeah, we know y'all.
Send them.
Bitch.
Drop them.
Like, I'm just not at like, that... I'm not that comfortable yet. Well, okay, I will say, like...
Not even with light skin, baby?
Yeah, I would say I would do that. Because
I'm like, that's the one. Yeah, like, that's the one with history. So,
yeah, I would do that with her. Like, if she asked.
So, what about, like, cute little nudes?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
I do that.
But, okay, so when you say nudes, are we talking about, like.
I can show you a little picture. You gonna lay down.
Let me see.
Good.
The way I classify my dudes, I'm like, okay, I would be okay if this one got leaked. Because it's not a nude, though. It's like a silhouette. See what I'm saying?
Oh, nah. Mine is like...
And then you got some nudes with pussy.
Yes! That's
you know
the dude I was talking about. Yes.
Okay, okay.
Like
and then you got the some nudes pink. Where you like, peekaboo.
Nah, she just...
Like,
it's open the clothes,
like, pussy okay. just okay, okay, okay. Because I mean, I don't to. I got something to do where, like, I got on a pair, like, I'm butt booty naked, and I got on a pair of heels, but it's like, I'm squatting. So you on, and I'm on turn to the side. So you only can see,
yeah,
like, a side
yeah.
profile, so you can't really
I'm
see me.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah,
bitch.
And I put it in black and white.
You call me yeah, a bitch.
Booty pictures.
I mean, like, yeah, I got like booty pictures. I got my little tata pictures, even though I ain't much up to honey. Good. But
we in the same community.
Girl, ain't much up here, but we make some shit.
I ain't got no complaints.
Exactly. So. Ain't had that war, honey. But as far as like, I never did that position before, or like that type of pose. You pussy
cute.
Just out, like pussy is out.
So how you pose like that? Like, do you be laying on your back?
It depends.
Do you bend over okay. in the mirror?
Okay, like, so how do my mirror is, you know, like above, not so much above my bed, but you can see it. So
okay.
either I'll like bend and like.
Because I have a body mirror. That's why I'm asking. Like a,
oh, yeah, nah,
a
nah,
stand
nah.
up.
I used
body
to take it on my
mirror.
Bed. And just spread eagle in this bitch and just go for what I know. No, I'm just not, I'm not going to do all that.
I'm going to tell you something with my time wrong.
Michelle.
Now that I think about it, I'm
gonna
take my time
off. No. Definitely. I ain't took no picture like that in a minute. Like,
I'm trying to think of the last time I sent a nude to somebody.
It's been a minute.
last time I saw him in a
Let me think.
No, it ain't been a minute. That was like last week. But I mean, hey, I like to receive
them. No, I'm not. I'll send them, but please do.
But I also feel like you gotta be careful too who you're sending them to, because.
Oh, have you ever had like crazy. That threat? Like, oh,
I'm fuck no, like, I'm like, oh my god, if somebody threatened to leak my news, I'm a threaten to get somebody called whoop your ass. But the thing is, I don't send news to me. I only send news to DJ Bae. Yeah. And with him, I ain't never got to worry about nothing like that. Even if we do fall out or some shit like that, like I ain't never got to worry about it. Cause he just ain't no lame ass nigga. I feel like lames do shit like that. Now I think about it, I feel like lame ass niggas do shit like that. I ain't got to worry about that because I just feel like I will hope.
I will hope.
You know how you feel like you know somebody cares, and you be like, they would never do that to me, and then that motherfucker would. I will hope he wouldn't do that shit to me. I mean, I don't think he would. If so, I'm fucked because my face be in the picture. I can't see. So let me ask you. Well, this is gonna come off topic, but not on top. Would you let them record you? Mm-hmm. When I say record, I mean like you let them record you giving head.
I would.
Okay. Yeah, I would. I have.
I mean that's the thing. Like I've never made a tape before.
What? So,
no, that's on my to do list.
Bitch,
it's on my to do list.
I got a whole archive.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not that comfortable. And like Bougie Bae makes me comfortable. Like he makes me feel really, really comfortable. But you're not my nigga. So it's still the point.
It's like some boundaries. Yeah. I can't give it to you all at once.
Yeah, I can't do, you know, I can't get as nasty as I want because you're not my nigga. Like,
wait a minute.
I can't. Like, no, I just can't.
But you ain't vanilla, are you?
Like, no, like, no, I'm not that, but I just can't, like, what I
you
really
can't
want
to
do.
You can't fool for legs.
Yeah, I just can't, like.
Yeah, because you're not my nigga.
Yeah. Like, okay, this way sounds so, like, I don't know, because I don't know if you can do this or not. Because me and him have this argument a lot.
Let me hear it, bitch. I'm saying, so okay,
can
it.
You squirt?
Yes.
Okay, so I can squirt.
And the thing is, though, I figured out how to do it myself.
Yes! So I don't need a nigga.
Yes, I'm like, you know what?
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
And then I figured out how to, like, tell him what position I need to be in to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on.
See, no, like,
but I've been told everybody can't do that though.
Yeah, and I know I can, but like the argument is like he'll be wanting, or I'll be there in sex, mm-hmm. and like I'll have to like clench my legs or like hold, like we gotta talk through this. Yeah, hold on, yeah, like hold on, let me just calm down, give my body a second.
That makes you feel like you're in love.
That is not. But his thing is like, why can't we do that? Or, you know, what's
that's
the
too
issue?
Much for you not my
thank
nigga.
You. That's I feel like that's
giving a lot.
Thank you. And then when shit, here go to why you being weird to me, when I start acting like that, it's a problem. Crazy, like,
and now you're like, why the fuck is this bitch?
Thank extra? You.
What do you mean why I'm acting?
Exactly.
For? You don't remember what we did eat?
Yeah. But it's like that. Like, I feel like I can't be as nasty or I can't really do what I want to do because I don't have a significant other. So it's only some, like, I got to put, like, a little hope to some of the shit. Like,
see, and that's why I do not need because I can try to do everything.
Thank you. But, you know, everybody ain't blessed. Everybody ain't able.
That's true. I mean, one time.
Shit.
We had the fucking tripod set up. Put the phone on the tripod.
Make it act the real quick.
Let me go back and look. I did that. That's me. But I mean, I like to do the little videos and things like that. I don't mind it. But most of the time, we only do videos for the most part. Like, if you hit it from behind or something like that.
Do you have a favorite position?
Yes, I do. My favorite position is, I don't even know what to call it. That's the crazy part. valid. That because it's not like if
I don't know.
Okay, like it,
like
give,
so,
look, give an example.
You be like this, and he be like this, and my feet be like this.
Because I know that's gonna make me come, and I know you on my spot.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that position.
What else? I like to get hit from behind too. And I got this new thing.
We're gonna leave it at that.
I like aggressive stuff though. But you know, I don't like small men. Like DJ Bay, he's not small, yeah, like at all. So I don't like small men, and I'm small. So I like aggressive. I like for somebody who can flip me over. I like to be choked. And sometimes I want you to be shut the fuck up. So that's my new thing. I've been liking so much. Shut up. Okay. And if I don't, then you gotta go hard.
Okay, what's your favorite position?
Ooh, honey. That position that you just showed. Like, I really wish.
That's the make you fall. I'm gonna name it. Make you fall in love. Yes, that's what I'm that position is, because you're gonna be in love.
It's that position, and it's like I don't know what the position is called, but like I only know it if we on the bed. Like, and it's so
wait.
So
you gotta hit me
on the bed. Yeah. So
pretend like you're on the bed.
I feel like, bruh, I do not know. It's like, okay. So I remember Bougie Bay had put me in this position.
Okay. And like, bitch, I am intrigued. I am intrigued. Okay.
So, it was on my side, but like, think this is the corner. Like, this is like the corner of the bed or whatever. And like, yo, you not off all the way.
You hanging.
But yes, but you hanging. But you hanging enough to where only thing you got to hold on to is this nigga. Okay. Because the only way you finna get up is if you really like pick yourself up and get back in the bed.
So you hanging.
And like, your leg is right there on where your shoulder is, and it's hitting this. And
I know,
like,
what you're up, girl.
Girl.
I was just gonna ask you. I've been calling that scissoring, even though that might not be. That's what it reminds me of.
Girl, would I tell you, I have never
almost had me. Because
sometimes in the morning time, gotta wake up.
Sometimes in the morning time, we'll be doing that position. I never knew what to call it. I just called it scissoring. But I never does on the edge of the bed either, though.
Girl, it feels so good.
So that might be like, you can't go. Because I done did the position that I showed you on the edge of the bed. And let me tell you, put your thing, put a pillow.
It's pregnancy sex.
It is. Put a pillow up under your waist while he's doing it. It's going to elevate.
Oh, so it's going to hit that.
Girl! What I tell you?
Yes.
That's going to be the one.
That's going to be the one.
That's going to be your go-to.
Just shut up.
What else?
I think that's it. Like, besides those two positions, and I like, okay, so, I'm not saying that on the air.
No, bitch, come on.
No, hell no. What if somebody listening again?
It's too late.
So, I had this thing, right?
I haven't done it in a minute, but I had this thing where I was so fascinated with seeing myself in a mirror.
See, I've never watched my
Like, I don't know why.
Unless it's like, well, the mirror like on my bed, like if I just so happen to glimpse over and I got looking.
Mm-mm. Like, it was to the point where like I wanted to go in the bathroom and let him hit it from behind.
Just so
while
you could
I was
watch.
Looking in the mirror. Yeah, because I was just like, this is amazing.
Shit.
I just need to see it. Like, I didn't see it for myself. But then you look and see all dumbass faces you be making.
Okay.
How stupid you be looking. But I mean, hey, it be like it.
Okay, so I have this thing, like. Okay, see, cash, honey, I like, let's not. Let me know. That's gonna take it too far.
There is no too far.
Yes, it is. You're gonna be like, let's say that.
We discuss.
This is...
If we need to edit it out, we'll edit it out.
Okay, this is like my new favorite thing.
Okay.
And I don't know... I do know... I don't know where it came from. Like, I feel like I kind of know where it came from.
No. That's not because... Let me tell you. I'm going to just say it.
Wait, no, no.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to just say, I've grown to love sucking dick. Okay. So that's why I'm saying, like, that's not normal because sometimes I be wanting dick.
Shit!
And the other day, pull it back up. Because let me show you. The other day, I shit you not. The other day, I was like, that one. So no, I don't think that's weird at all. But I feel like now that I do love sucking dick, it makes me wonder, like, bitch, why haven't you been on this train?
Yeah. Goes back to, like, once again, me feeling comfortable.
That too. I will say that. I think it's that. And I think with sucking dick, I think I came to a realization. If you sucking dick the way you're supposed to be, it's not a cute thing. You know, it's like, you can't be cute. It's either you gotta pick one. Either you're gonna be cute and suck mediocre dick, or you're just gonna go full-fledged, fuck it.
Just spit and, it.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's like, do I feel comfortable enough with you
To look ugly like that.
Yeah, I feel it.
And it's crazy because, like, mean ass bae, I had did it one time with him, and I didn't feel as comfortable. Like, I don't know. Like, he just didn't make me feel as comfortable. But bougie bae, like, we did it in his room one time, and when I tell you, I was just in love. Like,
and the thing is, though, you can tell when you actually enjoying yourself, too.
Girl! It's just like,
it's different. He'd be like, come on, that's what. Wait a minute. I ain't done yet. Wait a minute. Hold on. So, yeah, I feel it. I don't think it's weird at all.
But that's like my newfound thing. Like, that's my new favorite porn. Like,
really?
Yes. But it didn't get me off so
The thing about that is... It is one of my favorite porns. And it's so funny because I was just talking to DJ Bear about this the other day. And I was telling him, I was like, I had sent him this, I had sent this porn website. And it just has so many different categories on it. Girl, that's so, I'm going to send it to you. It has so many different categories. Like, I like that one, but I don't care. Fuck it. I feel like, because I had to think about what I was going to say. But I'm like, I don't care. Fuck it. I feel like with that one, I like to see it, but I like to see it in threesomes. Because I like to see another female make another female. For whatever reason, that gets me off so much, and I don't know why. Like, I'm just like, yes, girl. And they be talking shit. I'm like, yes. I love it.
No, I love that. I'm definitely on the same page. It's just weird. And I'm telling you, like, Cash, I will come so fast, like, literally we were on the bed and we wasn't doing that for that long, and it was like instantly. Yeah,
no,
like,
sucking dick will make me come. Like, we don't even have to have sex. Like, sucking dick,
like, I'm just full-fledged, like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm good, you good, because I'm good.
I'm good, you good. I'm okay.
Yeah, like, I'm great. And that's how I realized, like, dang, I really do enjoy this, because before it's kind of like, I'm gonna do this because he liked it, so whatever.
Yeah, or like, I know it's a part of sex, but like, for me to be comfortable, like, and in that vulnerable ass position, like, my hands behind my back, like, I'm on my knees, and this is not anything to go.
And I'm
like,
on my knees for nobody. But Layla, I'd be like, hold on, let me get a pillow.
I'm gonna be down here.
Let me get comfortable. I keep saying I want to try, like, I don't need it, but I just want to try it. The little, the throat numb and stuff. But I'm real scared because...
I think my cousin tried it before, but I don't know how. I gotta ask her how she liked it.
Ask her how she liked it.
See, I'm, because I'm just not with, like, I don't mind, like, spit, you know, running down my face mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm fine with that. When it comes to, like, the throwing up, that's I'm just saying. Not okay with that. Because, like, it's throwing
up. I can't do throw up. I can't do
it. I just don't.
I feel like it's gonna fuck up the whole move.
Yes, but I'm fucking with the spit. Like, you want the spit, you want to be drizzled. I'm fine with that. I just can't do the throw up. Like, that's why I draw the line at.
Yeah, it's enough for me.
Have you ever tried a butt plug?
No.
I really want to try one. Because it's cute.
I feel like I do everything so fucking backwards.
Not, wait,
because I did that. Hold the fuck.
Okay. All right. So the question was: would you ever try a butt plug?
I would try a butt plug because I feel like when you hit it from behind, I want you to see some puke back there. A little sparkly, but I also feel like I do everything ass backwards.
It's literally ass, like,
because y'all already know how I feel. I try anything once, and if I like it, we're gonna spin the block. Yeah! I feel like, you know, I'm gonna try a little something, and it was enjoyable, but I feel like it depends what position I'm in, too, though. Because
what position was you in when you tried that? Like,
well, what position was it? I gotta be on my back.
What was you on when you tried that? Like,
I probably was high as fuck.
Yeah, like, I you were like
high as fuck.
And but that didn't hurt. Like,
you gotta relax. Like, you have to relax your body. And you just. The person that does it has to understand. You got to be gentle, too. You can't just get in there and
start ramming my shit.
Yeah, like, no, bro, this ain't what that is. But, I mean, I haven't done it in a while. So, for the most part, just put your thumb. We can deal with it. We can deal with it.
Just put your thumb.
Would you try a butt plug?
Yeah, I would try a butt plug. I'm not trying anal, though. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. And don't
not even one time.
No, I don't even like my ass ache. So please don't do it. I don't like my ass to be ache. Like, I've tried it. It's not for me, honey. Like,
what don't you like about it?
I just know. Just
but I'm asking, what don't you
it
like?
It just
about
don't
it?
Feel good. It feel like.
Do you feel like you're gonna fart or something?
No, it just feels weird as fuck. Like, I don't like my asshole wet. Like, what the fuck? Like, no. I'm sorry. It's just
what if they accidentally?
Now if you just back there, you know, like it's you know you want to know. Yeah.
What? If you okay. If you just like, oops, my bad. Yeah. Oops, well, no, too far, my bad. So let me ask you this. If somebody accidentally licked your booty, you're going to be like, whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa.
No, I know. Like, okay, if it's like real quick, like one day, okay, cool. But if you like, if you so spread my cheeks.
I would just imagine, what if it's dark in the room? Pitch black dark. And they got out of nowhere, right? Y'all fucking boom, 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 boom. Now I know what he like, oh, let me switch it up. So he throw your legs up. And then he just think he in your pussy. But he down a little too far. And you realize.
I'm going to say, babe. Pineapples. Peaches. So, pears. Apples.
What's the safe word?
Whatever the safe word is, damn it, stop.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just can't. I can't, like. And I've actually tried it, so I can say I don't like it. Like, I don't mind the
thumb.
Yeah,
as long as you've tried it.
Yeah, I can do the thumb. I can do you kissing my ass, biting my ass, like that type of shit. But do not spread my cheeks and think you finna. No. It's
the spreading of the cheeks.
It's that. I can't.
So it's the spreading of the cheeks.
And I'm not finna kiss you. I'm just thinking, like.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No.
I can see it. Okay, I can see it.
It's a no for me.
I can see it. I mean, hey, you like what you like. If that is what it is. What does she get?
Child. Well, Let me make sure I done got all my little sexy questions out, child. I think they see. Hold on, let me think.
Do I got any?
Child.
So do you like when they pull your hair doing sex or no?
Bitch, I wear wigs.
You tender-headed too.
And thank you. Yeah, if you, you think,
I just thought about this.
You better admire this shit, bitch. Hell no. Please do not do that. Now, I do like the choking thing. And I like the... I do like aggressive shit. And I like submissive shit. So if you tie me up... But I want to be like actually tied up where I can't get out the shit.
Like, really? See, shit like that made me nervous.
Because then you can have your way with me. Like, we finna have fun in here. Like...
I haven't done the tying up thing, but I have done the handcuffs thing. When I did it, it was fun. I liked it. Like, I was in the position where I could not move. Yeah. And I was just like,
yeah,
this man really pounded my shit. Like, and I cannot move. Oh my God. Thought I was gonna die.
See, no, I can't. Like, I love the. Anything submissive, anything that like bondage, like okay. I love shit like that. And I love the choking thing. Like, don't be doing that shit soft. Like, I hate when niggas just like wrap their hand around my neck. Like, my nigga, you better lock this
just
bitch.
Place
like,
their hand on
yeah,
me.
Or like they'll do it a little bit, but you can tell they be trying to make sure I'm straight. My nigga,
no,
if I, die,
I don't
want to
breathe.
Like, if I die, I die. Okay. Choke
me and tie top of your head.
Exactly. Okay, babe.
I can't breathe.
Babe. I'm about to be like,
that ain't it. I like shit talking like DJ babe, shit talking. And I like it.
I don't know if it's I like the shit talking, but I definitely like the like when I'm about to come or if I know I'm close to getting there, like the talk me through it, like I like that.
I like that
when
too.
It get real intense and you looking at each other like you
I'm
trying to stay
submissive.
In it or you trying to pull out like what you trying to do, like what it
How
is.
You think I got this? I feel like when I'm having sex, sometimes I'm very submissive, like to the point where I'm like, tell me when I can come. Like I'm not trying to come until you tell me I can. And sometimes he'd be like, no, not yet. I'd be like, please. He'd be like, no,
it's
just,
right there.
Jesus Christ. I like this. I love this.
See, I need a nigga.
Hey, it's gonna come.
Or a bitch. I need one of my babies to act right.
Who do you think I act right first? I'm gonna let you answer it. I'm gonna tell you.
I feel like.
Because I feel like you're gonna be very surprised if I answer.
Really?
I think so.
I feel like. Maybe at first I used to think it was gonna be mean ass. Like I really thought it was gonna be him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it. I think it'll probably be maybe Bougie Bae, probably.
Really?
Who do you
see
think?
I haven't met him yet. I personally think it's gonna be light skinned, baby.
Really? Oh my God.
And I know that you're so surprised. Because I really feel like you think that we don't like each other. Ain't no beef, ain't no smoke. Like,
ain't no smoke.
I feel like we just have to come to a common understanding that I'm a ride for my friend.
I'm riding for the bitch. Like, if my bitch rocking, I roll.
We said we pulling up. Like, I don't care. But I feel like, I mean, she's cool people.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like. And think about it, my cousin Mika dead ass thinks it's gonna be her too. Like,
I think so. I just feel like it's so much history there.
Yeah, but I need to see how the sex is gonna be. I mean, like, I ain't fucked you since we was basically like kids, or you know, young.
Young.
So
yeah. That's true.
Like, I'm not young no more. Like, I like
y'all more experienced.
Yes, so I'm gonna want that shit. So.
But what I wanna know is, if that do work out, you ain't gonna miss the dick.
No, cause she do straps.
A strap is not the real thing.
But, I mean, no, I'm not going to miss it.
A strap does not pulsate.
Girl! But the strap is still good. We can go multiple rounds. So when I come, that means we keep going.
That's true.
I get tired.
That's true.
That's good enough for me. Okay. Like,
that's true. Okay.
I have no complaints.
I can see that. Okay.
Just tell me to keep going. Like, why you coming and just keep going?
So let me ask you these. You know how sometimes, and I think this is just crazy, but I mean, you probably done did this crazy and shit. Now that I think about it, sometimes they be wanting you to suck their strap.
I'll pass on the question.
You done did that shit.
I'll pass it on the question.
Okay, well, let's hypothetically.
If I did.
If you did do that, why do they really want you to do that? Like, make it more realistic?
No, I think it's more so. I can't speak for them. I'm going to say it's probably more so just the, it's like a dominance thing.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
But for me, like, I would want to do it regardless because that's what, you know, like, helps
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I say, you know, I'm goofy.
So,
I would laugh.
No! You cannot be laughing at that.
You crazy.
But you're not thinking about it, like, in that moment. And it's not like they act. I don't know because I've never been asked to do it. It's more so like
you just do it.
Yeah, it's like
emotion.
Yes, it's the emotion. So I've never had nobody be like, okay,
I mean,
you
but
do
the
it.
Crazy thing is some people like to taste themselves too. So that could be what it is.
I mean, I think
that's just
like
if your nigga eats you out and you want to give him a kiss. Did you just say? Y'all getting a lot of tea on this
exactly. I know they probably think I'm a straight hoe.
Like, damn, bitch, what don't y'all do?
Exactly. I'm not even fucking like that.
I'm just saying, I mean, after he hit me, I'm like, come on, give me a kid.
Shut the fuck up.
Trying to say something. I mean,
gosh. So, okay, so, like, have you ever had the, it, like, been in the moment, or, you know when your coochie fart, or, like, when they...
Girl, yeah, that happened to me the other day.
Have you ever, like, been in the moment, and, like, it keep happening, and you just feel like, okay,
go ahead. Because I got something to add on today. Go ahead.
Like, I don't like when, number one, I hate when guys, because you, like, if you keep... moving like let all this fucking air in or whatever. So one, I'm gonna need for you to keep it kind of close. Like,
yeah, like
stop doing like
that's
all this
what
or whatever. But I don't know, like when it keep happening, I be feeling like, what did you, you know,
what's
you,
going on?
Exactly. Like,
has it happened to you too, where it sound like one long ass fart? Like you're trying to switch positions. And it just sound like,
yeah,
I, like,
I promise, bro.
I did not just do that. Like,
I done did that. Like, I done been hit, like, bang, like, he done hit it from the back. And then, like, and I'll try to, like, lay down a certain way so it don't, so it don't come out, or, like, it don't come out as loud. But if you so long, like, you be wanting, I be wanting to like push it out, but I be
okay,
scared
bitch.
Like it's gonna
you
be a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck up the whole move. Like, no.
Nah. My bad.
My bad, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what you do. But we got next.
Oh, we got music on the list. So
okay.
It's basically what we've been listening to for this week.
Okay, what you been listening to?
Child, I've been listening to. I didn't know which song I wanted to pick, so I just picked the song I was listening to when you came outside, child.
What was that? I couldn't even hear it.
It's called Call Me.
And you had it so fucking loud,
child.
But I couldn't hear it because the windows was up.
It make, girl, that's like that's my feel-good song.
Who's it by?
It's called Call Me If, it's the remix, and it's by Dexter Dapps, Tory Lanez, and Louis Kulture.
I ain't gonna hold you. I've been on this fuck Tory
Lanez. Oh, my God.
And I keep saying, damn, I need to go delete that shit off my phone. Because anytime his name pop up, I'd be like, skip. Like,
really?
I'm not even trying to play that
okay,
shit.
Okay, all the reason why. Okay, hear me out. Like,
but
I,
he do kill features, though. Like,
yes,
he does a very good
and he's
features.
Very talented. But I also feel like, I'm not passing judgment. I'm not. Until yeah, I get the truth. Like, or not even that it's my, like, it's my business. Yeah. But I do. I'm not going to say that.
I have a hard time separating personal from music, too, though. Like, people's personal actions from their music. I got a very hard time doing that.
I don't have a hard time doing that. The only person I have a hard time doing that with is Nicki. Because I just don't like
Bitch,
her.
I thought you was going to say Chris Brown.
No, I don't like her. That's one. That's why? One artist. First of all, she's a throw stones, hide your hands type of bitch. I can't respect it.
I get
it. And, like, I don't know. It's Think about it. I think she's beautiful. I think she's talented. But her attitude to
me. Make it ugly.
So fucking nasty. Yeah. Like, it makes me want to just beat the shit out of you. Like,
did you see when she was on live with Santana?
Well, I saw, like, the clippings of it.
Okay. And he was like, when am I going to get a feature from you? And she kind of was like,
She's one of them like that or whatever. Chris Brown, I can separate the personal from the music because I feel like he's learned. He's now, he's gotten enough dragging.
Yeah, Chris Brown. But the thing with Chris Brown is that was one incident, but then he'll go fuck up and do something else and you forget about that incident.
But I think the main thing, okay, like the last thing that I noticed out that was true, because the thing about the girl, like him, I guess, like hitting the girl or whatever, it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing was, like, his drug addiction and, like, the...
So, is he a cokehead or not?
Yeah, because he has the little... Did you see the necklace that he
No!
Oh. Okay, before you see it...
Give a disclaimer,
bitch. Before you see it, I think the chain is hard. Do I support the habit? No. But yes, but I'm going to show you the chain because I think it's absolutely fucking dope.
Damn. Like, I thought, see, that's one rumor that I was hoping was a rumor.
Nah, it's like it's a chain. He has a whole chain. Here it is. This shit's so hard. It's so hard. You're not going to tell me this shit not hard. It's fucked up, but the shit is hard. Like...
Oh, wow. It is nice, though.
Yes. I mean, I don't support, you know,
with
what
the
he does.
Diamonds on it.
Yes.
Wow. He be wearing it.
Yes. And, like, and the thing about it, I don't think people really caught the jewelry. Like,
you think he use it?
That would be pretty. I'm sorry. That would be kind of dope. Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's
what if
crazy.
I had a little chain home of blood or something? You
that's
know
what I'm saying. You know, speaking of jewelry, you know they got these little thing called Vespers.
What's that?
And it's a necklace. I kid you not. It could look like your necklace, but it got a little thin thingy on it. It's a vibrator. But it blends in with like your everyday jewelry, and no one would know.
So you mean
that it's
I can
a vibrator?
Take my 30-minute lunch.
Yes, and it's so slim. And look it up. I think it's called Vesper. Vesper necklace. It's real cute too. Oh, might be y'all Christmas gifts, bitch. It's cute as fuck. It look like everyday jewelry.
Hold the fuck on.
That bitch is a vibrator. That is cute as fuck.
Oh my god. And it looks. That's what I'm saying. With a little USB.
Girl.
Oh, no.
The thing is, and it's kind of like a conversation starter. You be at the bar or something. Somebody be like, I like your necklace. I'm like,
it's a vibrator.
Trying to see what to do. You trying to
go to the bathroom right now. Let me pop this leg up. Yeah.
You want me to be going?
You see at work and be like, I gotta go to my car.
I gotta go to my child real quick.
These motherfuckers get on my nerves today. Dang,
that's
not,
oh my god.
So, how you feel about Trey Songz? Because you know he had all them accusations.
I can separate the. It's only, I'm telling only artists, and I think I just don't.
It's Nicki.
Yeah. Like with Tori, I'm gonna say, and the only reason why I don't give Tori a hard time is because it does make sense.
Which part?
The part of, it's no way. You got shot dead in your foot. Like, I'm looking at my foot. I can look at not my you foot. Like, at your I'm foot. Sorry. It is not you looking at your foot. I can look at my foot. You see your veins and everything. You get shot in your foot, mm-hmm. and you don't break no bones or tendons. Like, that is a little off. It's a little off. It make you question. I'm not saying that nothing didn't happen to you. I'm not saying that, okay, but okay. I don't
you
think
she got shot.
Hell no, I don't think the bitch got shot. Like,
you don't think like maybe a bullet grazed?
Yeah, I think maybe grazed, but don't okay. drag the shit like, up. Oh shot yeah, he shot. Foot. Like that's the image that's being
but
like
why would
painted.
He shoot you in your foot, dude?
Huh?
I said, why would he shoot you in your foot though? That's what I want.
Exactly. Like, I just want the truth to come out because I don't want to be like, you know, dragging a nigga and he dead ass then do shit wrong. Yes, like,
yeah.
Then everybody, Deadwood. Now everybody wants to sit up here giving his damn
so
flowers.
You think if it come out that he didn't, because you know, she's hot right now.
Yeah.
So if it come out that he didn't shoot her and she basically lied about it, that's the end of her career?
No. I think.
How you going to clean it up?
I think she's gonna have to do some stuff, but do I think that's the end of her career? No, because she got her. I can tell her fan base is pretty strong.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like her fan base is pretty strong for her to be kind of.
Bitches gonna ride.
Yeah, they gonna ride.
That is true.
Yeah, so
the hotties. The hotties gonna ride. They ain't playing.
But yeah, so no, I don't think that'll be the end of her, but. Yeah, that's my song for the week. What's your song for the week?
My song for the week is, he is an up-and-coming artist. And his name is XL the Scholar. He actually went to Georgia State. I'm going to show you a picture of him because you know who he is. I'm going to say
cute?
That now.
Did I do it?
A friend of ours.
A friend of ours what?
I'm trying to give you the bad story on it without name dropping.
Okay.
A friend of ours dealt with him at one point in time. This friend is no longer a friend of ours anymore.
Hold the fuck up.
Chocolate.
Yes. Okay, so what nigga though? Because I know the bitch. Who?
He play ball. He big too. He sings though. Fuck. Anyways, his name, the up-and-coming artist. The up-and-coming artist, his name is XL Scholar. And he sings and he raps, but the song that I really like by him right now is God Showed Out. Because all of his music is, it's first of all, it's geared toward women, but it's geared toward black women. Mm-hmm. He really loves black women. And it's kind of like on the realms of like a Erykah Badu.
Mm.
Like, I can see myself smoking to these type of things. She just proposed to his fiance to the song.
Okay, I remember him.
That's another story for another day.
But I thought.
What you thought? Yeah, what you think is right.
So is it a new bitch or is it the same bitch?
No, he got a new fiance. Close your mouth.
How much more time we got to do? I really want to know.
I mean, things happen. But yeah, that's the song I've been listening to. Matter of fact, where your Apple Music at? Because his picture's on there. And when I show you the picture, you're going to be like, he look familiar. I ain't seen nobody with that. With the regular light on in a minute. Because mine in dark mode. Mm. That's him. And do you remember who?
Yes, my nigga.
Yes. That's why I was like, you've seen him before. And he went to school with us.
Yeah. I did not know.
But I've been listening to. I don't think they dated.
Oh.
They fucked. I don't think they dated. Yeah.
Can't get what?
Yeah. I don't think they dated. They fucked, but I don't think they dated. You know. Back then, everybody fucking everybody. I mean, that's how I wanted to get down to school. Yeah, everybody got down there.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, I support my friends in whatever they want to do. I'm not one to judge. That's what you do, girl.
I am just so shocked.
Why? Why?
Not why for the person. That was fucked up. No, maybe not.
Let but me you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me make sure we talk about the same.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm not shocked by the person. I'm just like, damn, that sounds bad. It's not bad. I'm not saying like, let's change the subject because this is going to come out.
It is. Okay, yeah, let's talk about something else. We're not already. Never mind. But that's who I've been listening to. I've been listening to XL the Scholar, and he's just really dope. He's up and coming. And I just love his music. Like, his music is just so therapeutic. Like, it's just, I can't even explain it. That's how crazy it is. I just really like it a lot. So, yeah, y'all need to listen to him. XL the Scholar. I think he's gonna drop some new projects. He got a couple out on Apple Music now, but he's very dope. Very, very dope. Versatile.
Okay, this was a good episode. I got a lot of laughs out.
I did too. I enjoyed myself. And this is just the first episode. Exactly. I'm excited.
And all this tea y'all got. Y'all like
y'all did get my a
next
lot.
Episode. I'm letting y'all know that now.
Y'all did get a lot. Y'all we got to go back and listen to it. We might got to do some editing.
Yeah.
A little too much dip on your chin. Ooh, we hold on. But no, I'm very excited.
Yes, I'm excited.
Endeavor.
Yes, for what's
I feel like this podcast is really girl talk.
Yes, it's and my diary,
essentially, and I mean. If I must say, we're going to say that shit.
We said a lot today. Like,
I just feel like it's just geared toward everything that people, that we usually have amongst ourselves. Conversations that we usually have amongst ourselves.
Exactly.
The taboo topics, they yes. all coming.
Yes.
Y'all might be a little mad.
Big child.
I'm apologizing in advance, ladies. Some of this stuff might put them on game. I'm sorry.
I'm not apologizing for shit. I said what the fuck I said. Okay.
And what you said. But no, for real. I mean, I'm buckle up. That's all I got to say. Buckle the fuck up. And if you ain't ready, hop off.
Exactly. Go ahead and leave now.
This has been your forewarning. Because this shit only gonna get worse.
Exactly. And y'all, you will receive an episode every Friday. So
yes, and then eventually we'll have guests and things like that.
And y'all be able to see us, cause if y'all could have seen just this oh, person, yeah,
honey, the visuals,
honey,
y'all gonna be like these bitches. Y'all had me on the float, trying to show y'all that damn position.
Exactly.
But I'm very excited. So, again, thank y'all for tuning in to yes. our very first episode.
Follow me on social media at SayTheSinger_ on my Instagram and on my Twitter. And also follow the podcast page, If I Must Say, on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram at _callmecash. And my Twitter, oh yeah, which I need to unlock, is, what the fuck is my Twitter?
Oh, let me help you, Sue.
I know my name is Hillary Banks, but what's the actual handle on it? I think it's Cashy. I don't think I ever changed it. Or did I change it again?
It's Call Me Cash.
Oh, shit. Okay, so everything. Follow me at Call Me Cash. Thank you guys again for tuning in to our very first episode.
Yes.